We are up to Gemara Baba Kama, Dav Ches, Amad Aleph. We are up to Ravina Amad Ula Pimifui. We had two brises. One brisa says that if you had Bainis and Zaburius, then the Nezikin and the Balchayv get it from Bainis. And the other brisa said that the Nezikin and the and the Ksuva get from Zaburius, and Nezikin gets from Bainis, but the Balchayv and the Ksuva get from Zaburius. And we gave a number of explanations if they're arguing about if you look at his own best or you look at the world's best. However, comes along Ravina, he says, no, you know, there's nothing to do with that. But the Ula Pligi, Ula is the one who came along and said that Mahatayda. Ula came along and said that Mehatayda, a Baal Chayv is entitled on Zaburius. The Rabbanan came along and said that a Baal Chayv should get from Bainis only because of we want people to be encouraged to lend money. And one Braisa holds that's true, the Braisa holds no, that we leave it to the Din of the Tayda, he only gets Zaburius, and hence, that's the Braisa that says he gets from Zaburius. Nothing to do with whether it's there were idiots in the field or not. It says he motivates Zaburius. I'm a bit of a little 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 bit of a person bit of a little 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 bit. Even Tay says, even though the Shlich Bezner went to pick it up, he still had to wait outside, and the Balabas brought it out. And even though we just learned yesterday that by Metalkin, Kol Mili Meitavu, whatever it is, it's still the best, but it doesn't matter. The point is, whatever he brings out will always be the worst. If it's Karkil, it'll be the worst of the Karkil. Why did we say about Chayv Gumbi Beinis? Why is about Chayv Atat Beinis? Kadesh, like Tino Delvi, love it. We don't close the doors for lenders, because people will stop lending money if they can end up as the Buddhists. So Mad East let the counter, one bride holds the counter, that's why the Baal Chayv gets Beinis of Ula. Well, Mad less the counter, he holds that Baal Chayv only gets a Buddhist, and that's other bride. So nothing to do with whether there was idiots there or there wasn't idiots there. Torah Bonim, we learned in the Brais, we have to hold cup. Mochal, we just learned that Nezik is entitled to Idiyis, and Baal Chayv is entitled to Bein, his average, and the Chsuv is each as a booty is, because she's happy to get married. What about Mochal Echad? You sold to one person, Eilish Leishim, and the other one to three people, Kechad, the same day. Kula Nichnusu Tachas Bailim, he sold them all these three fields. They all take over the status of the Baal Boss, and therefore the Baal Chayv will get from Beinis and so on. What about Bezei Achazeh? Reuven bought Reuven or Shimon Levi or Reuven himself bought three fields.
Are they shoot for him? We're talking about
zero. Nothing. He sold one guy, Idiots, and sold another guy, Bain, another guy, Zaburius. Then Kulan gave him Achazeh. I don't care what field was the last one, whatever was the last one, because we have a rule. Each one can say, I left you a field to collect from. We have a rule. You do not go to Shabbatim as long as there are Bnei Chayrin. And we don't care what kind of field is sitting there by the borrower. It could be the borrower is left with an Idiots. The woman will get her from the idiots, because that's the only field that the Balabas has. So if the Balabas sells the field, we don't care what order, it's the last field that he sold, because each one can say, he nachtil chamakam lig b'si menu, I left you a place to collect from.
What right does the lady have to take Yiddis if she's only entitled to use?
Because the din is that if you have a debt, you have to pay the debt out before anyone's entitled to go to the bar.
He has three fields.
No, he sold two fields. He sold all three fields.
Right. So
one to Reuven, one to Shimon, the lady. Who is she entitled to?
Understand. What right does she have to take the Yiddis?
Because that's what he's got.
It's whatever the last field.
No, he sold all three.
The last field. Let's say he sold the last field in Idiots. So if she would have gone that moment, she would have the Idiots. So all the liens from the Baal Chayv and the Isha and the thing are on that last field. Whoever bought it has to pay out, likes it or not. Then he goes back to the owner and collects. Kulon Goyim Achren, Ein Loy, the last guy doesn't have enough to meet all the needs, and Goyim Mishalafanov, and there's no particular order. Ein Loy, Goyim Mishalafanov. What about Mochran Le'echad? Let's analyze this case. He sold all three fields to one person, and we're telling me that they all collect from the last field. It's all the same person. Hecha, what are we talking about? Ilem Vasachi sold all in one go. It doesn't make sense. And of course, each one should get only what they deserve. Hash to Lishloisha, he sold to three disparate people. The Ekel and Memo, we can say Chad Menayah Kadim, that within the same day. You got, one was the morning, one was the lunchtime, one was an afternoon. Amrit Kul and Nichna Bailim, since the same day, they all take over the status of the Baal Boss. Nu Mochel Echa Boys, a wife, he sold to one person, doesn't have the same thing apply. Numbers, Pshitos Echazel. He sold to one person, but first, on Monday, he bought one field. Tuesday, he bought the next, and on Wednesday, he bought the third. Is it Maishna Shloisha? So why is it when it comes to three people, we say the woman and is titled to whatever, everyone's entitled to the last field? The Chol Chad V'Chad Amalei, everyone can say, Hinachtil Chamakam Ligbe Semenu. The first two buyers can say, when we bought the field, we left your field by the Balaba, by the borrower, so you can go collect from him. So Hainami, a Chol Chad V'Chad on each field, Lema, let him say, Hinachtil Chamakam Ligbe. Let him go, say, go to your third field, because when I bought the first and second field, there was still a third field by the Balaba. I bought the third field, so what? Your lien is on the third field. Says, you know, we're talking about it. He doesn't want to say that because the last field he bought was idiots. You think he wants to push off the woman and the Baal Chayv to the idiots and saying, and therefore they get whatever they're entitled to. Very well, doesn't make sense. So what if he bought it last? The fact of the matter is that idiots was the last field he bought, so they all have a lien on the idiots. So why can't they take a collect from the idiots? And especially, even though he doesn't tie in the Hinachtil Chamak or Ligmano, but that's the fact. The fact is that that's where all the liens are on. Says Igmar Mishun Amla, he counters by the, to them. He says, look, now the Tezor explains to the woman, he can't say, but he says to the Baal Chayiv and he says to the Zikin. He says, Ishatkitu Vishaklitu, either take your bainis that you're entitled to, he tells the Baal Chayiv. To the Zikin, he has no tie in. The Zikin is entitled to idiots, so what's he going to tell him? But he tells the Baal Chayiv, you're entitled to bainis. My last field is idiots. You want the idiots. You take my bainis. And if you don't take my bainis, I'm going to take the zabudis I have and I'm going to give it back to the Baal Bas and unravel the shtar. And all you're going to get is zabudis. Now to the woman, you can't have tainis. So she says, what do I care? You get your original zabudis. You want to give me zabudis? So go ahead with your threat. Ishat kisu. This is called the tainis of ishaskas. Ishas kisu. If you be quiet, vishaklitu kidenaychon, you take your bainis, shakli take. V'iloin, if not, mahadar neshtar zabudis lamari. I will return the star is a Buddhist to the Babas, the Shakli to Kulchum is a Buddhist, and you all take from the Buddhist. So, Nubai Nazikin, why can't he force Nazikin to take Bainis as well? The Nazikin is entitled to Idiots, and the last field he bought is Idiots. So, Nazikin, go ahead and Idiots. Why can't he tell the Nizik, look, either you take Bainis, or I'm going to take my Zabudius field, give it back to the owner, and if I give it back to the owner, that's all you're getting is a Buddhist, even though you're a Nizik, but you only get what's Bechim Nechaydin. Yochim Zikin, I mean, name Yochim, say the same thing. Can't be that shot. Can't be. We're talking about Ishaskas. El Hacham, you know, we're talking about here. Why the last field is idiots, and yet he tells them each one take your dinner. Biyasmi. We're talking about Yisaimim. The man, the original borrower, died. He has Yisaimim. The La Bnei Peronim. They don't have to pay his chayus. Vishibuda the day alei the day ramya, and the shibud is not what is on them. Hilkol lekel meimahachi. In other words, he can't tell them anymore Ishaskas. You know why he can't tell them Ishaskas? You know, you want to know why by the Zikin he can't tell them the Zikin? You need to say, you go bainis, otherwise I'll give back the Zabudis. We're talking about a case where he can't threaten to give back the Zabudis because of the Yisaimim, and Yisaimim don't pay the father's chayvus, and even if they get a field back right now, it's like they bought a new field in a chayv, so therefore he can't turn away the Nizik. So the Nizik gets his idiots. So if the Nizik gets his idiots, how can the Baal Chayv, who's entitled to the last field, be told, you better take bainis, otherwise what? Otherwise what? Says the Gemara, very simple. You know why the Nizik gets his idiots? You know why the Baal Chayv gets his bainis? Because the Baal Bas says the only reason why we say this rule that if you leave a field by the loiva, nobody can go to the buyers is because that benefits the buyers. Why should a buyer have to pay out and then schlep and go back to the owner and get reimbursed when there's another field sitting by the owner? That's to benefit me. But in this case, not benefiting me because it's hurting me. Because the last field was an idiot, and so now that I got the last field, you want to take from the idiots? No. So I'm going to tell you, I don't want the Tekanz of Chamim. I don't care. I don't want to go to this takana that as long as there's a field sitting by the labor, the lenders go to the labor. I don't want that takana. I don't want that benefit. And therefore, you get your bainis like you're supposed to. What's all reason? What's all reason why we don't go to free people? The counter, the deed to benefit me. I don't want the takana. How do you know that person can opt out of a takana chamim? We had in ksubis. The Rava says a woman, right? A man takes all the handiwork, all the income that a woman makes, the man, the husband takes away, and in return he feeds her. What happens? She earns more than him, or she earns a lot more than she needs to be fed. So the Amar Rava said, call her, anybody who says, I think it was Rav Huna. A woman can say to the husband, Eini nezaynes ve'eini oisez. Exactly. So you can opt out of the Kazakham. So therefore, the Nazikin are entitled to idiots because that's the din. But the Baal Chayv, why do you get bainis? Even though the last field is idiots, because he tells the Baal Chayv, I don't want that Takana Zachamim.
That's only a Takana Zachamim, which is Latubos.
That's right. We're talking about that, yeah. it will write him Pshita. This is for certain. Mochal keyach. If the buyer sold to us, okay, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven Shimon Levi. Reuven was the borrower. Reuven sold his properties to Shimon. Then Shimon turned around and sold one of the properties to Levi. Pshita mochal lekeach beinis the Buddhist. Let's say Shimon sold to Levi the beinis as a Buddhist. V'shayid idis lefonov, and he left for himself. The idi is late, and now the Toma, the Reuven has no fields left, nothing. So the lender has to go to Reuven. Reuven has nothing, has to go to Shimon. But the bain is a Buddhist thing, not by Levi. Is laser kulavli midi is. There's no question. They all go to Shimon. The ho achreini. When Shimon bought all the fields, he now has to pay the debt. And since he still has a field left, so they all go to Shimon. The achreini is the last field. He can't tell them gabu mebein is a Buddhist. In this case, he cannot tell them go ahead and take my bein is a Buddhist because I don't want to go to chamim. You don't have it. The loynichalei, but they can't. The rabban doesn't have it. What about mochad idius? What happens if he sold idius v'shaye bein is a Buddhist? And he, we're talking about the last field. This case is talking about the last field he bought was idius. The last field he bought was idius. So the lien of everybody is on the idius. Reuven had the idius still when he sold to Shimon. Reuven had the idius, so everybody's lien is on the idius. Then Shimon bore all the fields, so now Shimon, we just learned, has a right to tell them, I don't care what the last lien, I don't want to benefit from it, you take my bainis. But then he unsold the bainis as a Buddhist, so all Shimon has left is the idius, and that's their lien. So what can he tell them? I don't want to come to chamim, so give us bainis. Where is it? Don't send it to another person. What happens if he sold that idius that there was a lien on to Levi, and now... Who do the lender, who does he go to collect from? Does he go to collect from Levi because that's where the lien is on? Or does he go to Shimon and say, look, you're the guy who bought all the properties from our borrower, so therefore we go to you. My. So Abai wanted to say, also kulu gov media, the lien is on the idiot to go to idiots. They should go to Levi. Omale Rav says, that's not fair. When you sell a property, you don't only sell a property, you sell also all the rights you have to the property. If Shimon would have had the idiots, Shimon could have told him to go get to the bainis. Because I don't want that kind of chamim. So now that Levi bought the idis, he bought the idis with that chus. That he tells them, you coming to me because the lien is on it. But if it would have been still sitting by Shimon, he could have pushed you off to the bainis. So I'm pushing you off to the bainis as well. Go back to Shimon.
When we look at this halvah, this loan that was made, is it a loan which is secured against the property, or is it a personal guarantee?
It doesn't matter. No. Because she bought the raisa, or she bought the rabbon, it doesn't matter. Achray is toy safer, we said. Remember? We said achray. It's a written contract. If it's verbal, there's no talk about.
But what I'm saying is when Reuven lends money to Shimon.
And it's a contract, only the contract.
A mortgage, he's fixing it against that.
If it's verbal, is a milvah pet? No. If it's a milvah b'shtat, yes. Machlek is the raisa rabbon, but yes. Automatic. Automatic.
So if it's fixed against property, whoever subsequently buys it.
No, that's exactly what we're saying. But the last property that was sitting by Reuven is the one that they still, that's the one, the lien is against that, because that's what's left.
See, because you started with always, is if the borrower has got different grades of land, whatever that shibud
is. But what I'm saying is that when he subsequently sells his land, he doesn't take the shibud with him. The shibud remains on the property.
That's left with the labor. The shibud remains with the labor.
With the individual.
With the labor. So therefore, the labor has 20 fields, and it was down to one field, and the shibud is all down to one field. If it's not enough, then you start going to the lukuchas, and you go with whoever bought last. Because whoever bought last is the one that the lien was on. All the other ones can say, we left you plenty of places. We have no lien in our properties. So I'm Lirava. Ma mocha
disho sheni.
It's closed. It's closed one.
Well, when you buy a field, you have to find out.
No, because you do investigations.
There's a call that this guy borrowed.
You got to do due diligence.
The Koina has to do his investigation to find out.
Use a borrower. Use the buyer.
You go to a conveyancer who does a search. Because all the liens. Of course there is. You don't need liens. You need loans. Because it's in a shtar, it's registered. So everyone knows that there's outstanding loans. That's all you have to know.
So the Beis Din holds a registry of...
Or if even the Beis Din doesn't hold a Beis Din, because if you have Edim and Zashtar, there's a Ko. So you do your investigations, you'll find out that this guy is about Chayvi, owes $3,000.
Assuming they're not living in a city of 4 million people where you don't know everyone and every star and every...
Lawyers have ways of finding out things. You talk to the right people, the Kochleffels in town, they know everybody and everything. Even today with 4 million people. What the first guy says,
We'll see about Basin, or Chavri Yisrael, and all that. Calls Chushatov, Leyoda, he sells them also all the rights. The Kimdi lost the Gabla Kadesh, had all the fields been by the first Lakech. And the last field he bought was Idiot. Motzi, Agbala Beidabud, he could force them to go to the A Beidabud, because he tells them, I don't want to come to Chamim. But Afapi, even though the Chizovni Beinis, the Buddhists, even though when he purchased the Beinis, the Buddhists, Akati, Idi Benechoyin, have it still Benechoyin. They ain't a friend of Chasa Shabodim, called Mandik, Benechoyin, and you don't go to Chasa Shabodim, or called Mandikoyin. But the Omli can tell them, Le Nichali Bahai Takana. He can tell them, I'm not happy with this takana. Right? So Lekech Sheni, the second Lekech, even though all he has was an idiot field. Nami wants Omli can tell them, Gabi Bain is a Buddhist, go collect the Bain is a Buddhist, the Chizovin, Lekech Sheni, Adai Tekoz Chusav, Lishin, Begave Zovin. When I bought it, having in mind all the Chusim of the first guy. Amar Rav says, Rava. We'll have a number of dinim here. Rava says, Ruvain, Shemochar, Kosa, Doisel, Shimon, Ruvain sold every field that he had to Shimon. And then, Baholach, Shimon, Umochar, Sodach, Levi. And then Shimon went and sold one field to Levi. And that field happened to be a Benyanis. And so what happened was, Shimon left nothing for himself. Right? No Benyanis for himself. So Shimon was left an idiot as a Buddhist. And he sold the Benyanis to Levi. So the question is, about Chayv, who does he go to now? Does he go to Levi because he has a Benyanis? Or does he go to Shimon because when you bought all the fields, that would have gone to you? Bal Chayv, the Reuven, Rotzim is there, Goyver. He wants to go to Levi because you took my Benyanis. And Rotzim is there, Goyver, or he wants to go to Shimon. Well, and take, but what can he collect? Only the Buddhists.
So because when Levi's buying off Shimon, he's got to now make an investigation. Are these fields from
unencumbered? Yeah. It's all part of, that's why you get a lawyer.
Where is this sitting in the picking order of the
fields?
But even though Levi's one step removed already from Shimon.
Yeah, because he took the Bainers. He took the only Bainers that existed, and the lien is against the Bainers.
At what stage was this field sold?
When do we say that he have a right to go to Levi if he bought Benyis? Avozovin Idis the Buddhist. If he bought Idis and the Buddhist and he left the Benyis by Shimon, then the borrower, the lender, can't go to Levi because the Levi will say the only reason why I left the Benyis by Shimon is because that's your, you have a lien on that field. Go back to him. The Hachi Daiki Avozovin Idis the Buddhist. You know why I bought Dafka the Idis the Buddhist? Ara de lechazilach. I bought land that's not suitable for you. Nochle. Another step. Even if Levi bought Beinis as well, if he left Beinis in Shimon's possession, he will tell the lender, you know why I left Beinis by Shimon? I didn't buy it all. I wanted you, your lien, to go to him because I have no shaykhis to it. I'm two steps away. He can't argue with the lender saying, I left you a field for Shimon. You did not leave many Beinis. If he left another Beinis similar, I left you a place. I'll advise the buy further. Reuven Shemocha Sodel Shimon Bachrayis. Reuven sold a field to Shimon and he gave him a guarantee. Remember, we had already a machlekes of a chrayis to a sefer, or you have to actually incorporate a chrayis. Whatever it is, he gave him with a chrayis. What happened was, v'osa bal chayv de Reuven, the lender of Reuven, came, v'toraf m'shimon. And he goes to Shimon, and he claims that the field is mine. Now, Reuven says, one second, I paid you. And the lender says, you can't get involved in this dintaita. I'm talking to Shimon. My dintaita is with Shimon, not with you. So therefore, get out of here. Dinu, the dini is the other Reuven. Umushtoy dini b'hadei. Reuven is entitled to go to this dintaita. Why? Lechayda, the borrower, the lender is taking the field from Shimon, from the purchaser, not from Reuven, because v'leim matzi amalei lab bal devarim didiat. The lender cannot say to Reuven, you're not involved. You know why? The amalei, because Reuven says very simply, what's going to happen? E mafkid minei. What happens if Shimon loses the case and he has to pay you the field? He goes back to me. Olai hoda. He goes back to me. This long taste, he wants to understand, what's the nafka min if Reuven can be involved in the case or not? Even if Reuven cannot, we have a rule, we have taininin lekertin yasi. Any taina that Reuven could have had will taina on behalf of the borrower. So if Reuven's taina is, I already paid you, and therefore swear that I didn't pay you, then we'll say it on behalf of Shimon. Even if Reuven cannot stand in court and give us what the taina is, we'll say it on behalf of Shimon. So my nafka min. So Taze wants to say a whole case is where the relatives, the Edim, who could help them out, are, for example, relatives of Shimon, but they're not related to Reuven. So if Reuven's entitled to be involved in the court case, then they can come to the court. But if Reuven cannot be entitled to come to the court case, only Shimon, then these are relatives of Shimon, they can't come. So therefore it's important to know whether Reuven can come involved or not. And Tesis doesn't like that answer because ultimately Reuven benefits from the Shimon will benefit from if Reuven wins, because then Shimon doesn't have to give up his property. So the Edom ultimately are benefiting their cousin. So it's still considered a negei beidus. So Tei says, you know what the nafkamina halacha is? Interesting how nafkamina. If Shimon is the only one who can go to Bezin, we're going to have a Sanhedrin Machad Shimon Gamil HaChamim. What happens if a guy stands up and declares, I have no more witnesses, I have no more evidence. This is it. And the Bezin scrutinizes it and says, Shvachem Isis. And that's it. He can no longer, a week later, comes out, I have Edim. Because now they look contrived. They look false because you said it a week ago, you don't have anymore. And the Shimon Gamil says, that's Chacham. Shimon Gamil says, no, because he didn't know they existed. But Reuven never declared his hand, I have no more testimony. So if Shimon is the only one involved in the case, then once he makes that statement, he can no longer bring any more edim or proof, other documents. But Reuven, if he's involved in the case, he never made that declaration, he can bring them. And that's an akum in halacha. Okay. Others say, even if, let's say, Shimon bought the field and Reuven took no responsibility, Reuven can still say, I want to be involved. Why? I don't want it to have a Shimon tarumasalai. Let's say I don't have to get back. You know what kind of name I'll have? My name will be blood, but it will be dirtied in the marketplace. So it will be sullied because people say, you can't buy from me, you can't trust him. He deals with stolen property. I need to defend Shimon because I know that it's my property and I want to make sure Shimon maintains it. Not because I'm responsible, but my name is on the line. My name is being tarnished. And therefore, he has a right to be. Reuven sold the field to Shimon and said, no responsibility. And then, what happened was, Rashi and both agree, what happened was that he made a kinyan. According to Tais, he made a normal kinyan. According to Rashi, he made nothing yet. But he didn't pay the money yet. And in the meantime, the Yatsu Alasik, and rumors abounded that this field is stolen property. So Shimon says, I'm not going to give you the money for the field. Take it back. Actually, Hechziba, before he made a chazak, Yochalachziba, he can change his mind. Meshe Hechziba, once he made a chazak that he was the rightful owner, Ein Yochalachziba, even though he didn't give the money yet, he must pay out the money. These prizes closed in a box, you know, whatever it is, not a booby prize, it was called a
mystery prize.
Like, you don't know, you bought something, you have no idea what's inside. Exactly, you bought the property, it's your risk. When is this chazaka? He walks on the boundary. So Rashi says this is the kinyan chazaka. In other words, if he made a kinyan chazaka, then he could, even though he didn't pay, and rumors are bounding that it's a gam of the property, too bad, you got to pay for it. If he didn't make a kinyan chazaka and didn't pay yet, he can get money. He can say, I'm not going ahead. Taisa learns there's no such kinyan as daish amitri. He's talking about he already made a proper kinyan before. No, if you made a proper kinyan before, Kol's man, you are not daish and mitzi. Why can you change your mind? So Tei says, no matter what kinyan you made, chalipin, money, whatever it is, it's when do you really take ownership is when you walk in the field to see what kind of fences do I need and what do I got, what can I plant here. So Kol's man, that you didn't do that, you can actually give back the money. Let's get two more lines. And then when is this said? According to this opinion, the Gemara only if he did not take Reuven not responsibility. If Reuven took responsibility, then Lord, that even though you made a kinyan chazaka, you can say, well, I'm not going to give you money. This expression he had in Ksuvas, hafucha matros alamali. I give you money, and give it back to me. Since you took responsibility, that's not going to get on the field. I hear it now's going to get on the field. Why should I give you the money and then tomorrow be taken from me and you'll give it back to me? I'm not giving you the money in the first place. Take your field back. That's the first opinion, Gemara. Ikadami, no. I feel about Chayz Nami. Even a Chayz, he can't say that. Domalek, because Reuven says, Achvi Tirfuch Mashallah. What's my deal with you? If the field is seized, taken from you, I'll reimburse you. It wasn't taken from you yet, but rumors abound. I'm not Machiv to take care of rumors. When you show me the field is seized, I'll pay you back. Until then, goodbye. Stop paying attention to my mitzvah.